This is In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio. The 2016 budget is the star of a new video from Congressman Tom Price, the chairman of the House Budget Committee. Congressman Price will release the details of the budget resolution the committee will start to mark up tomorrow morning. And the chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, Senator Mike Enzi, says his committee will start to mark up a budget resolution soon, too. David Hawkins is senior editor at Roll Call and writes the Hawkins Here blog at rollcall.com, watching for what happens next in the fiscal 16 budget evolution. David, we were chatting before we went on the air. I don't think I've ever seen a trailer for a budget resolution rollout before. It's quite unique, it seems to me.
It's pretty unique to me. You know, Paul Ryan was, everybody thought, was the master of media, but I don't remember him ever doing a movie before. He had a lot. He was always good with the graphs and the charts, but I don't think he ever went moving pictures before. So this is a new thing, and Tom Price is an orthopedist by training, not a movie maker. So.
He's not a filmmaker, which yeah. I could tell because the video starts and there's some music behind it, and he's in it and he's talking about the budget. And he's a good politician. He speaks well. But if it was really going to be a trailer, because it's like 2 minutes and 20 seconds long, I think. And wow. If he was going to really do it up, he should have gotten that In a World guy.
The In a World guy, yes. The dramatic music.
Yeah. And talking.
And you also need to telegraph all your best jokes, right?
That's right. So. That's right. Do all the best stuff in the trailer. Here's all the great things about. Well, he did kind of do that. And we have a link to that at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon.
You're not going to see this from Mike Enzi.
No, he's
an accountant, so that's even worse than an orthopedist in terms of.
Flashy is probably not what you would associate with Senator Enzi.
Tom Price, on the other hand, those who are paying attention, when the speakership is next open, Tom Price may want a shot at it.
Making his move.
This is his chance to shine.
All right. So that movie, we'll get the one from the House. We won't have one from the Senate. Do we have a sense of whether Senator Enzi and his staff on the Senate side are collaborating with Congressman Price and his staff on the House side, or are they going their own separate ways? They're going to bring these things out and then see what happens.
Well, I don't think there is a sign that they're talking yet, and I think that's by design, and probably to have them talking now would be a little bit premature. So the way it's going to work, just you sort of alluded to it, is Mr. Price is going to put out his outline on Tuesday. I think Mr. Senator Enzi is as well. Either way, the markups are going to begin on Wednesday in both committees. The House starts in the morning, the Senate in the afternoon. The House starts in the morning, usually takes them about, if past practice means anything, they start in the morning and they essentially go till the minority party runs out of amendments to offer, and then they give up at around midnight and go home. Usually takes the Senate about 2 days. And then the real action will come in the Senate the next week, the most interesting thing, which is the rules limit the amount of time the Senate can spend on the budget, but don't limit the amount of votes that they can have. So there's going to be this big votorama right before the two-week congressional break begins. So it really, and then it won't be until April after they come back, where the Republicans on both Mr. Price and Senator Enzi will really know sort of where the votes are. And where the pressure points are, and where they really need to compromise. The most obvious thing we see at the moment is this fight over whether to break the sequester caps just for defense.
I love the idea of anything called anything-orama. And the idea of something like that happening in the Senate is just fascinating to me. I wish there was some way we could get Senator McConnell to say that on the floor of the Senate. We're about to have a votorama.
Oh, you may hear that. It's become so much part of the lexicon that even people, even buttoned up guys like Mitch McConnell may use the word, because it's more of a part of the Senate lexicon than sequester or filibuster.
That's too rich. I had no idea.
Yeah, oh yeah, and I think the record is like 75 amendments that they did. That basically the rules are at the end of the debate, you can offer an amendment and get a vote on it without any debate at all, and they just keep voting and voting and voting, and the Democrats offer all kinds of crazy amendments to try and trap the Republicans into doing something they'll politically regret, and the Republicans do the same, and sometimes it works.
I don't know that I've ever heard that term actually used on the floor of the Senate. Now I have an excuse to spend a couple hours with the C-SPAN archives tonight.
You can, and you can join the great debate in from budget journalists all over the country, whether it's vote O Rama or vote -A-Rama. Vote A-Rama, O Rama. Anyway.
That's what you guys debate?
That's what we sit around thinking about here.
Oh, my gosh. No wonder you enjoy being on this program. David Hawkins is senior editor at Roll Call. Now, the other issue that we expect to see is the National Defense Authorization Act. Congressman Thornberry will bring one up in the House Armed Services Committee. And it strikes me that we're proceeding maybe not well ahead of schedule, but things seem to be moving apace. There is a spring in the step of leadership in both the House and the Senate, it seems to me. Am I reading that wrong, David?
No, I think you're reading it right. I think they are. They know that things will get bogged down soon enough, and they have the power to at least get it off the ground on schedule, and that's what they're doing. Now, I think what Mr. Thornberry, the new chairman of HASC, the House Armed Services Committee, probably one of his reasons for getting things going now is he wants to be among the defense hawks who were applying pressure to the budget people to break the spending cap on defense, right? So this is the main point of friction within the Republican Party, is the budget hawks say, leave sequester alone, it's doing its job, it's driving the deficit down, it's doing way more good than harm. And then there's and they seem to have more votes, but not quite enough votes to brush aside the defense hawks who say, you know, we need to spend more on defense. It's killing us. And at a minimum, we should spend what the president himself wants to spend, which would be about 7% more than the budget cap. The talk at the moment, and maybe by the time we next talk, it'll have gone away, is of this sort of paper tiger called a reserve fund, where the budget would be written to allow more defense spending later in the year if they can come up with some savings elsewhere, like from Medicare or food stamps or taxes.
I continue to be struck, David, by the fact that I think it's about now, or maybe even we're past the time, that we were supposed to hear about the next issues with the debt limit. And I can't identify a single human that's really talking about it or thinking about it much.
No, and that is because it's the difference between when the debt limit is reached by one set of bookkeeping versus when it's really reached. Just about now is when it's being reached by the sort of the most formal and rigorous accounting. Green eyeshade crowd says that, well, we're just about there. But the Treasury says, oh, no, there's all kinds of ways we can move the books around and make this problem go away till the fall. And everybody just says, okay, well, we'll let the Treasury do that, and we'll worry about it in the fall. And that's what they're going to do. This will, assuming the budget gets done, which I still think is a big if, even though I've said on this program that if the Republicans, you know, if you have a unified government and you campaigned on competence and being better stewards of effective government, they'd better get the budget resolution done. But there are plenty of obstacles ahead. But if they get it done, then they will live to fight that deficit, that debt ceiling increase thing in the fall.
Excellent insight as always, my friend. Thanks for being on.
And thanks, Francis.
Now, I just by instinct wrote vote A Rama when I wrote it down. Rama.
I'm not going to tell you which side I'm on.
Oh.
The losing side.
Oh. I don't even know how to research that.
Rice Aroni or Rice O'Roni?
Well, that's easy. That's on the box. That's, you could just go look at the box. This is more subjective,
cat,
I think.
Cat O Nine Tails or Cat Nine Tails?
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.